Phillies host the Diamondbacks on Father's Day, and pitcher Vince Velasquez gets to receive the first pitch from his father. In the top of the first inning, Paul Goldschmidt makes an early impact.
1-2 pitch, swinging a ball hit a mile high down the left field line. All it needs to be is fair, and it is, and it's gone. And it's a towering home run for Paul Goldschmidt right down the left field line. It's his 16th home run of the season. It's a two-run shot. And it's a 2-0 Arizona lead. First pitch to Franco. Swung on, hit well. Right field and deep. Going back on it. Owings, he looks up and it's gone. It clears the out-of-town scoreboard. An opposite field home run for Michael Franco. It's his 8th of the year and his first in a while. The Phillies are one closer as it's now a 3-2 Arizona lead. And the pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep right center field. Long run. Owings over in the alley on the track. He won't get it. It bounces on the warning track and up against the fence. One run will score. They'll try to send Galvis as well. The throw to the plate, and he is safe at the plate. Galvis reaching an arm under the would-be tag of Chris Herman. And he's called safe for now. Kelly takes third on the throw, and the Phillies a 5-3 lead.
And so they'll review this one in New York, and he's out. And the pitch, not bunting. He swings and grounds it right side. It's under the glove of Joseph into right field, and the game is tied. Base hit for Gregor Blanco, and it's a 4-4 game. Denmar has won one on the way. Swing and a high fly ball deep center field. Herrera going back to the track at the wall, out of room. It's gone. And Ray Fuentes with a home run to dead center field into the hedges has given Arizona a 5-4 lead here in the top of the 10th inning. It's his first home run.
Another tough weekend for the Phillies in 2017. Pete McCannon sees his club fall to 22-46.
Well, I tell you what, that was a tough loss. We hit the ball pretty well off one of the better pitchers in the league, Ray. Lively did a real good job, gave up that three spot early and then shut him down the rest of the way. That one inning he had first and third, nobody out, and pitched his way out of it. It's good to see the way he battles. Only walked one guy, 6 strikeouts. He's a tough guy, and that's good to see. Good to see Franco and Altier hit those home runs early. Freddie made 2 great plays, the one over his shoulder and the one that 1-6-4-3 double play in that last inning. A lot of good things happened. Ty Kelly, big RBI double. Came close to getting 2 runs on that. Couldn't hold the lead. We're not putting up enough crooked numbers. Had opportunities to win that game. I thought that ball that Joseph flared over the first baseman's head was going to stay fair, but it didn't. We just couldn't get it done. So, tough loss.
You mentioned Lively's ability to battle. That's now 2 starts in a row where he's come back from a slow start. That's got to be especially kind of reassuring given his youth and experience, right?
Yeah, all 4 of his starts have been really good. A couple times in Boston he gave up those 3 runs in the first 3 innings and battled back and showed us how tough he was and what kind of a pitcher he was. And today he did the same thing, shut him down. As I said, we need to put up some more crooked numbers. We're not doing it. We had, 3 or 4 guys with 2 hits, a couple of home runs. We just need to bunch them together. We're not doing it.
Is inconsistency surprised you? The other night he threw some of his better splitters, and then today just wasn't there.
Yeah, it's his split is hot and cold. For every 2 good ones he throws 2 bad ones. It's hard to figure out what he's doing. He walked that leadoff hitter, and that's the guy that scored. He's tough to figure out.
How tough is it to judge him too in that role when you're not getting a lot of chances to close games like that?
Well, there's a fine line between using a guy too little and too much. Last year he pitched an awful lot, and that could be a factor in the fact that he's not consistent because the opportunities have not been there. But still in all, you can't walk that first hitter. You have to go right after him. And the other thing is that that role, that closer role, is tough. It's a different role, and some guys are good at it and some other aren't. And I think Neris has a chance to be a closer. He needs to shore up a few things.
Franco, for how well he's been hitting this last week, homer, walks today, in that situation with, you know, the game on the line, is that the kind of hitter you want to see at that moment?
Yeah. You know, I felt pretty good. He was swinging the bat pretty well. He hit the home run earlier. He took some pitches when he threw him that, I think it was a 3-1 slider. He took, like, he knew, you know, finally he took it instead of fished for it. So I felt good about it. But, you know, he's coming around little by little. I wish he'd come around a little quicker, but he's going to.
You guys had a bad stretch in 15 where, you know, around this time of year is where kind of everything fell apart. Is this as bad or maybe a little bit worse right now? 36 out of 47.
Yeah, obviously the numbers speak for themselves. The thing is, you know, we've played a lot of these teams tough. We played these guys. They've got a heck of a good team. We played the Red Sox tough for 4 games. We played the Cubs tough. We've played a lot of teams tough, good teams, the Dodgers. We just fall short. There's a little something missing, and we just need to take it a step further.
The Phillies are off until Tuesday when they play host to the Cardinals. Jeremy Hellickson will start the opener.